بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And inshallah, tonight's topic still around the etiquette of a Muslim and how a Muslim deals with all aspects of life. And one of the most important things in life is the family. And inshallah tonight we'll speak about how a Muslim deals with his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. From His verses, that Allah had created from among you partners to continue your life with, and He brought love and mercy between one another. When I'm speaking about tonight how a Muslim behaves at home, I am referring how a husband behaves towards his wife and how a wife behaves towards her husband. Of course, when you speak about how a Muslim behaves at home, it also revolves the Muslim towards his parents, in which we already did speak about the parents. And tonight, inshallah, we'll focus on how the husband should behave towards his wife and how a wife should behave towards her husband. And we start with the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the authority to, the man, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal had gave the authority to the man over the woman. This does not mean that the man is better than the woman, or the woman is better than the man. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the most pious one out of you is that one that fears Allah Azza wa Jal most. So if that female fears Allah more, then she is better than that male. If he fears Allah less, and if that male fears Allah more, then he is better than that female, if she fears Allah less. But Allah Azza wa Jal had given the authority to the man, the authority to that man to keep the world and to keep life going on a right track and a just and fair track. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He gave the authority to the man, He had given a lot of responsibility to the man. You do not earn an authority just like that. You earn an authority because you have a responsibility. And the great responsibility lies on the man more than what it lies on a woman in one way. And lies on the woman more than it lies on a man in another way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, خياركم خياركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best among you are those best to their families, and I am the best to my family. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging the men to be good, gentle, kind, dutiful to their wives. It's not the picture that the enemies of Islam draw in the minds of people, that Islam comes encouraging the men to be evil and hardliners towards their wives. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not call for that. Nor the alayhi salatu wa sallam was like that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Quran al-Kareem, describing the relationship between the man and the woman, and the woman and the man, with two words. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The word mu'ashara, it means a close relationship. You do mu'ashara with someone when you are very close to him. So dealing with someone on a very close stage, it's called mu'ashara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And deal with them in a close relationship with good. Bil ma'ruf, with good and the best of good. So the man must be the best towards his wife, and the wife must be the best towards her husband. And that's why when they asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was a her, she described him as a man to be the best to his wives. A man that takes care of his own needs. Not a man that sits and says, get me that and get me this. Bring me that and bring me this. And if you don't, you'll get this and you'll get that. It wasn't ever from the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we need the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. The one when Allah mentioned him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily, above the great manners, that includes to his family and to his wives. She describes him as a man that used to take care of his own needs and fulfill his own needs by looking after himself, bringing his own water, cleaning his own shoes, sewing his own cloth, milking his own goat. That's the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. So now this is the picture and the true picture of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Was it just like that? No. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam will walk in with a smile. Walk out with a smile. Calls his wife in the best and the nicest names. Aisha says, the Prophet used to call me Ya Aishu. Ya Aishu. Like how your little, you know how some kids, you all the time call them with nice nicknames to get them close to you, make them feel comfortable. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam will spoil Aisha by calling her name Ya Aishu. And then he also calls her Ya Humaira, the one with the red, or Humaira, because she had red cheeks, so he used to call her the one with the red, or a deep color, or a deep red color. She says that once there was the Ethiopians playing in the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and alayhi salatu wa sallam allowed Aisha to see the men playing with the swords. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell her, have you had enough, O Humaira? Have you had enough? Did you have enough from watching the men? So she said no, and she continued watching. And she says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam once raced her and beat her the first time. She beat him the second time. Another narration, he allowed her to beat him the second time. And he said, هَذِهِ بِتِلْكِ. This is for that. What? You beat me, I'll beat you before? No, you beat me this time. So we became even. So look at the qualities of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And the way he was dealing with his wives. Walk in with a smile, walk out with a smile. Be nice, generous. Making his wife feel comfortable. Supporting his wives. Even consulting his wives. And in these days you tell someone, consult your wife. I'm the man of the house. I'm not going to lower myself. Are you better than the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam? When he walked into his tent in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, and his wife Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha told him, oh Muhammad, if you walk out and shave in front of the companions and slaughter in front of the companions, they'll all follow you. So the Prophet ﷺ accepted the advice of his wife, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he walked out and shaved his head and slaughtered his sheep, and everyone followed. So alayhi salatu wasalam was that character. Very nice, gentle, kind, open, understanding, beautiful towards people and towards his wife. The best towards his wife and the best towards his people. As he says, the closest thing that makes people to me in Nahi after their manners, وَخِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, and the best among you to their families are the best to my family. She even says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to play with us, say nice words, spoil us, show us a nice smile, a nice way of speaking to attract us to him and him to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his relationship with his wives reached to the stage that he even understands his wife. He even understands Aisha when she's angry from him, or upset from him, or happy from him. When she's angry, she says, by the Lord of Ibrahim. And when she's happy, she says, by the Lord of Muhammad. That's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gives and takes, understands. Therefore his wives, and his wives are there for him. And he didn't have only one wife, he had 9. And he managed to take care of her. These days, 1, and people can't even take care of. 9 wives, and he gave them the full rights, and they were happy from him, he was happy from them. And it was described to be the best towards him. And he was described to be the best towards them, and he managed to take care of 9 wives. And same wise applies on the female, on the wife, where she must give in to her husband by respecting him, obeying him, listening to him, consulting him, taking his consent in a lot of issues, and main issues where she must. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a woman came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam and saying, O Prophet of Allah, the men beat us, or they're in front of us from the good they do that we don't get the chance to do. They attend the jama'at, they go and fight in the path of Allah, and they do a lot of things that we can't do. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go back to the woman that you came from and tell them that a woman obeying her husband is equal to those, to all the action that the men do. And woman obeying her husband is equal to a man fighting in the path of Allah, attending the Jum'ah, and doing all the things that a woman can't do. And then he says at the end, and very rare of you that do that. Very rare of you that do that. So if those women understand the obedience to their husband, where it gets them to, they'll be fighting and rushing into it and competing with one another who could obey their husbands. If a woman obeys her husband, she's like fighting in the path of Allah. She is like attending the jama'at, performing the hajj, and all these great worships. And then he said, very rare of yous, and very little number of females that really do that. But the obedience must be around, the obedience, all the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to a creation to disobey the Creator. You do not obey any human being to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, but the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come before any orders of any human being, even if it was the mother or father or even the husband. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Islam, enforces few orders on the female that she must do and she must act upon, or else it's a disobedient and a major sin in Islam. A woman, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, she is not allowed to leave her house without her husband's consent, or let anyone into her house without her husband's consent. Why? Because that house, at the end of the day, when it's looked at the house of Fulan, not Fulana. When people go past your house, they say this is the house of Muhammad or Ahmad. They don't say this is the house of the name of his wife or the name of that wife or the man's wife. They all the time call that house and point at the house with the name of the man, not the name of the woman. So whoever enters that house or leaves that house, it's all the time going to be accounted for at the end, is that man. And that's why she does not allow anyone entering his house without his consent, nor that she leaves his house without his consent, due that the female is more open to a danger outside the house than a male. And she is more open to a trouble and hardships outside the house than a man. And this consent could be an open consent. Go wherever you want. And then she could go wherever she wants without calling him or asking him every single time. Or he's got the right to say, every time you step foot out of this house, you must tell me where you go. And then she must abide by it. So this is the rights of that man of her. Also for that, she must look after his household and take care of inside. And what's inside his household? For him to spend on the household. That's why the expenses happened, or the expenses became an obligation on the man to take care, because the man is more of an outside than inside. And looking after the house, it's an obligation on the woman, because she is more in the inside than the outside. And it's got to be an exchanged participation from both parties, with the woman supports her husband in all the things that he needs from an inside for the outside, and the man supports his wife for all the things that she needs inside from outside. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, الدنيا متاع وخير متاعها المرأة الصالحة. This world is pleasure. There is a lot of pleasure and entertainment out there in this world. And the best of this pleasure of this world is a righteous female. A righteous female. That he says, إِن نَظَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا أَسَرَّتْكَ. If you look at her, you get happy. Not because she's beautiful. By Allah, the true beauty of a female and the true beauty of a male, not the looks, but it's the manners and the religion. We, because live in a time and era, got used to thinking how the non-believers think, or how the Westerners think, that we start to measure things on their scale. That we look at beauty as being the looks. Beauty as being the figure. Beauty as being the color. Beauty as being the eyes. Yes, that does play a role, no doubt. But the true beauty at the end is the manners. The true beauty at the end is the religion. By Allah, if you have the most beautiful woman with the most beautiful colored eyes and the most beautiful long hair and the most beautiful skin, and she is a very rude woman that does not respect her husband or give the rights of her husband, you look at her worse than what you look at a devil. And that's true. And when you have a woman, she probably hasn't got the best of beauty of eyes or hair and etc. But her manners make it hit your heart that you look at this woman as being the most beautiful and precious woman on the surface of this earth. So the Shabab must understand, it's not only about looks. Yes, looks does play a role. It's not only about looks, but the reality is the manners and the religion. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. إلا تفعلوا تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير. That who should come to your house asking for your daughter's hands and he's got manners and religion. Two of them, not just religion with no manners or manners without religion, two of them are very important. Manners and religion, and ask for your daughter's hands, get them married, or else you are causing corruption and affliction on earth. For the beautiful and the righteous female, that if you look at her, you get happy. And what makes you happy is her manners. Because if she's beautiful and she's got manners, she's not going to make you happy when you look at her. You just want to run away from her. إِن نَظَرْتَ إِلَيْهَا أَسَرَّتْكَ وَإِن أَمَرْتَهَا أَطَاعَتْكَ. If you order her, she obeys you. Do straight away. Don't do straight away. Only in what disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن أَقْسَمْتَ عَلَيْهَا أَبَرَّتْكَ. If you make a promise or an oath on her, for her to do such an action, or for her not to do such an action, or make that promise on yourself for something, she'll fulfill your promise. She'll act upon that promise. وَإِذَا غِبْتَ عَنْهَا حَفِظَتْكَ فِي مَالِكَ وَعِرْضِ. And if you're away from her and you are absent, she protects you with what? She protects your wealth, which is the house that she lives in that belongs to you, and the money that you left behind, and she protects you with her chastity. She doesn't go outside and let people look at her because she protects her beauty for her husband. And she doesn't speak to anyone stranger because she protects her beauty for her husband. That's the true woman that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described. And he says that four things that attract that man to that woman: her beauty, her wealth, her descendants, her background, bin fulan or iltan, and her religion. ثم يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فضفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. Go with the one with religion, you'll win. You'll win, and you'll never feel sorry or guilty over the choice that you made. You'll never feel sorry or guilty over the choice that you made. For this is the woman that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. And this is the woman that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam encouraged. And this is the true believer. This is the true female believer that obeys Allah and His Prophet and her husband sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, any woman that prays her fard and fasts her days and pays her zakat and obeys her husband, she'll enter the paradise. She'll enter the paradise. Yani, in other words, obeying the husband is like one of the pillars of Islam. And being dutiful to your wife is also one of the pillars of Islam. And it's not just about rights. Your right is this, my right is that. You take this, you take that. That's not a life. Unfortunately, some of the brothers, all the sisters think it's just about rights. I'll give him his rights, he takes my rights, and that's it. What kind of a life is this that's just built of a rights, pen and paper, that in reality there's no love or trustworthiness is shared between the two? Marriage is not about that. The man is not towards his wife, give me my rights, take your rights. And the woman also towards her husband, not just about give me your rights and take my rights. It's about sharing the love, as Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem, mawaddatan wa rahma, and the mercy and the trustworthiness between one another. And the mercy and the trustworthiness between one another. That the woman supports her husband in the white and the black days, and in the hard and the easy days. And the man supports his wife in the black and the white days, in the hard and the easy days. If a woman is used to her husband being wealthy and rich and spends money on her, and then one day he goes through a hard, tough life, she stands by him the way she used to stand by him before when he was rich. And the man, same thing, stands by his wife. When she's healthy and fit enough to give him all his rights, when she one day turns to be sick or ill, not to turn away from her and say, that's it, it's over. That's not the true marriage. And that's not the true love. And that wasn't the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to be better than this. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam showed us to be better than this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was described by Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 years. I've never ever heard him say, why didn't you do something that when he told me to do it? Or why didn't you do something? Or why didn't you do something when he told me to do it? And he says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never ever make me hear a word that upsets me. And when he's to eat, if he likes the food, he eats it. He doesn't like, he walks away. Not checks a tantrum or fit or goes crazy and starts to break the plates and throw the food in his wife's face. Why is the salt didn't put enough salt or less salt and so on? And wallahi, ikhwan, you'll be amazed from the stories that you hear out there from how some people treat their wives or how some wives treat their husbands. And Islam does not preach that or teaches that or encourages for that or calls for that. But Islam teaches and calls for the mawadda and the rahma, the love and the mercy, the understanding, the tranquility, the respect, the trustworthiness, and something to be exchanged from the two. Something's got to be exchanged from the two. The husband gives it to the wife gives it to the husband. He gives it trustworthiness, respect, manners. The wife gives it in return. And that one another, you be good to me, I'm good to you. You good to me, I'm good. That's not life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does a righteous deed from a male believer or female believer will give them a happy life. This happy life that people look forward to, and this happy life that people want, and this happy life that people are asking and seeking. You ask anyone in this world, why do you get married for? What's the reason from behind you getting married? A simple answer is to settle in and be happy. Well, Islam says there is no settling in and no happiness only if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no settling in, there's no happiness. You would never ever taste the taste of happiness, even if you have all the money of this world and all the beauty of this world and the respect of this world, and the houses of this world, and the cars of this world, if there is no religion. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want in this world. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl, fayattabi'una ahsana. Jazakum Allah khair, may Allah reward you all for listening. Subhanakallahumma hamdaka, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.